Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, as mentioned before last week, we've now got a special treat on this week's show. We've got live now on the phone from San Jose, we've got Ian and Charles on the Chuckle Brothers tour. How are you both doing?
Very well, thank you.
Richard? Yeah, I'm good, but I'm not sure you should refer to it as a special treat.
Well, if you've been watching the Facebook group this week, we've seen some interesting photos. Let's just put it that way, Charles. Especially a posing one of yourself.
Even the exciting stuff we can make sound boring.
So I did get randomly frisked at the airport even before we left the country.
Yeah, that was highly amusing.
But it's not random frisking. Because they tell you when you check in, they say you're going to be searched. So Ian could have given all his dodgy stuff to me. I would have just got on the plane, no problem. And he'd have got free rather than having to have a strip search.
But he didn't.
We did point this out to them as they were doing it, which afterwards we thought that probably wasn't a good idea because...
And they didn't understand when we explained to them. I know we're hard to understand sometimes anyway, but they didn't understand that we saw the hole in their argument and the fact that later they saw Ian's hole, which was highly moving.
So technically there's a loophole so where you could pass the stuff so it wouldn't get searched.
Yeah.
Good old British transport.
The same happened when we went to Iceland last year. On the way to America, and I got searched.
Yeah.
I didn't have the search in the Ian, but I could have passed my stuff to Ian, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason, I mean, you've just said about San Jose. I don't know if you realise this, Richard, that the Oakland Stadium is closer to San Francisco than San Francisco Stadium is.
See, I've heard that fact before. That Oakland pretty much playing San Francisco, and 49ers don't.
Yeah. They're literally the stadium just over the bridge to Oakland, but it's Santa Clara. Basically, it's the Santa Clara 49ers. It's not the San Francisco 49ers.
I have had that before where they've said Oakland are effectively San Francisco's main team.
Well, we're about 10 miles away from the stadium in San Jose.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's why we're staying here.
It'd be cheaper as well staying there.
It's funny yesterday because we're in San Francisco yesterday, we're so close to the Oakland Stadium, thought we're going to have a look and maybe have a look at the club shop and see what sort of stuff they offer. Anyway, sod's law, we got there and there was another game on, was it?
Basketball, Golden Gate Warriors next door.
Yeah, and they wanted to, we said, just let's jump in the car park and park in the car park.
$40.
You do know, though, they are like the NBA champions, aren't they? The Warriors.
Are they?
The Golden State.
Is it Golden State? We've called them Golden Gate.
Yeah, Golden State. Yeah, they've won like the NBA championship three at the last 4 years. They are like the most successful.
No, we don't like them anyway.
We don't like them.
We can get to the stadium to take pictures.
I'm going to pay $40 for the stadium park.
Well, it's a different sport. We shouldn't be really talking about a sport on here, so.
Ooh, blimey, outside of your contract limitations.
I'll be getting a slap on the wrist and fined.
Yeah, so the other things we've done, I mean, as you know, we managed to get an interview with Laird Hayes, who is retired last season, but he's been an NFL official for the last 25 years, he officiated at 3 Super Bowls.
Did he officiate one of the Patriots Giants ones?
He did the Giants. All three of his, the Patriots would play it.
Because he had a, I think that picture you put, he had a flag, didn't he? Or something.
Yes, he. When the Giants were on the final drive, which ended with them getting a field goal to win it, he actually gave a catch for New York, which Belichick really disagreed with, and the commentators disagreed with. And so he got a appeal. Belichick threw the flag. We do talk about this at length, actually, in the interview. And he made the right decision. It was a catch.
Yeah.
But it was crucial, because that would have ended the game virtually if it hadn't been.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's been a really interesting guy. I mean, when we get home, obviously some of it's on memory cards, so we'll have a chat with you, and we could maybe do that as a special edition. Or
yeah, we can do like a special, maybe, we could maybe do a special episode, because, like you say, you've got quite a bit, a decent sized interview, so it might be worth just doing it as a special.
Yeah, there were a couple of bits that we didn't, well, we talked about off air, and a very interesting one that he actually told us he was the first official ever to flag anybody for racial abuse.
Wow.
In the NFL.
Did he say which player it was?
He did, and you will be shocked by who this player is. He hasn't currently got a team.
Is he one of the good guys? Please don't tell me it's who I think it is.
I think it is who you think it is.
It's not Colin Kaepernick.
It's Kaepernick. Kaepernick was the first player ever to be done for racial abuse on the field.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it was against Crabtree.
It was Crabtree.
Yeah. Well, that says it all.
We do know what he said. We can't tell you what he said on air.
No, we don't want to be upsetting Stuart again on podcast when he listens to it and him falling off his couch laughing.
Yeah, no, this one definitely we couldn't put on air. But
interesting enough, when he went to the sort of top man referee, the referee didn't know really about this.
No, it had been a new rule that had been brought in, and he's basically, was saying that the N word should not be used unless it was being used as people use it to the friends, and this one wasn't.
He's treading very carefully. Yes. Here,
yeah, please tread very carefully.
Yeah, I'm not going to anymore. I think you know what we're talking about, and that was the word that was used, along with some of the words that we can't say.
But none of the other referees knew what to do with it.
No,
and so but they called it, called it as a normal foul.
They also hushed it up because he did speak to a reporter after the game. Laird didn't actually say the words, but he did say something about it. And he got in a bit of trouble with the NFL for discussing it with a reporter, because they were...
Yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, it's a very touchy subject, but I'm amazed at who it is, Kaepernick, who was the guy.
Yeah.
After everything he's standing for and everything stuff. So, obviously you guys...
The interview...
It's really good of him to give up some time for you guys as well, though.
Oh, it was great. It was brilliant. We were there for ages. He gave us, I think, you've seen the pictures, he gave us a couple of officials' caps that he's worn during games.
Yeah.
He got them at the end and he said, I'll get these now. He said, I didn't get them out before because I didn't know if I was going to like your mouth or not. So, but I do, so you can have them.
Yeah, that's really good of him.
He's told us we can go back again next year as well.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. Obviously, Stuart... Yeah. The Chuckle Brothers have been meeting all the officials over there.
Oh dear.
Hello, Stuart.
Oh, is he here? I thought we had a bit of time without you.
No.
That's a bit uncalled for, really, isn't it? I'm the glue that keeps us all together.
We're having a bit of loving with Richard.
Yeah.
And you've gone and spoilt it all now.
Yeah.
Oh. So, to be honest, Richard needs all the loving he can get.
Something else we shouldn't really talk about on air.
We do also have some big news as well about the London games, one of them.
Yeah, so obviously you've got a bit of inside knowledge from this, but obviously this came because your first game you attended was at the Coliseum on Sunday night, wasn't it?
Where you met? Sunday afternoon, actually. Half past one kickoff. But yeah, it was the Rams and the Packers game, which was a cracking game, actually. It looked like it was going to be go down to the wire until Ty Montgomery stepped in and fumbled the ball.
Did you guys get a bus with the home fans, or were you with the Packers fans, who seemed to be there in numbers?
It was hard to find any home fans. You couldn't find any home fans. It was just Packers fans everywhere. Honestly.
Do you think it's because it's so hard to get tickets for a Green Bay home game? You think they just all travel around to see all the away games?
Yeah. What they were saying, I mean, apparently the Packers do have great support wherever they go. But I think a lot of it is, they were joking about some of the Packers fans saying, who wants to stay in Wisconsin? So a lot of people move out of the area. So wherever you go, there's a lot of Packers fans, and it's their chance to get to the Packers games.
And it, they're not.
Yeah, there was a lot of California based fans there.
Yeah.
Can I just add at this point that for anyone who's listening from Wisconsin, I think I'm like Ian that Wisconsin's written that twice.
Just the Green Bay fans that were saying this, not me.
He was agreeing with them though. Okay.
But anyway, this is where we got the information. We were at tailgate, loads of Packers fans there, and they said, oh, we're coming over to London next year. I said, what do you mean? Because we're playing the Chargers. Well, it's not been announced. He says, oh, it's common knowledge. He says, all Packers fans know we're coming over next year, and Chargers are giving up home game, and it's our game. So it's just, they just all know that and accept it. So there's a chance this could be wrong, because this is just what it was. All of them know they're coming up to Wembley next year.
Well, the Chargers have to give up a home game again because they don't move till 2020. So Chargers have got to be in London and Mexico for the next 2 years, at least.
That kind of ties in with the statement that they've said this week about wanting to get all 32 teams across, and there ain't many left in Green Bay.
Green Bay, Carolina, and Houston have got to come over. That's it. Yeah, but
next season as well.
If we go into the rumours of the game, so obviously there's four games have been announced: two at Tottenham, two at Wembley. Yeah. It looks like Jags are doing home and away in back-to-back weeks. So the home at Wembley, and then away to Oakland at Tottenham is apparently the rumour.
Yeah,
which would lead potentially. Jacksonville have got to play Houston at home, so they could have that divisional one at Wembley.
Yeah.
Obviously, your statement with the Chargers and the Packers, which would leave one game, which potentially could have Carolina in it.
Yeah.
But it would depend who, because it'd be an away game, so it depends who Carolina would play. Are they due to play Atlanta? Because Atlanta have got to go to London because of the Super Bowl. So that potentially could be your other game.
Yeah.
We're going to ask around in Atlanta when we get there.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
because they bring all the permutations in, don't they? Like Minnesota have got to come over because it's Super Bowl as well.
Yeah,
we're not going to Minnesota for asking to too cold. Even though we love the area, for you Minnesota fans.
Yeah,
we love the area, but it's too cold.
And it's where my mate Justin as well.
Stuart, that's a lie, because you're a Minnesota fan and Charles doesn't like you.
This is very true.
That's the rule, and I think we said on air that I don't like it.
This is the quietest Stuart's ever been.
You love me really, Charles. I don't know why you're trying to kid yourself.
Well, something else we're off there, baby.
In about 10 minutes, we're going to be setting off to Levi's Stadium. We'll see the tailgate.
What time is it there?
It's just gone 1 o'clock.
What time's the game?
It's red hot. We're going to have to wear a shorts and
the game's 5:20 kickoff, which is a really weird kickoff time for a midweek game, isn't it?
It's because of the time difference though, isn't it? Because you're literally on the furthest point of America now.
I was starting to think that it was ridiculous, but I suppose 1 o'clock you'll get to tailgate at 2, so 3 hours before kickoff. That's actually not as bad. I was thinking it was, I thought it was like an evening kickoff for them, like 7 o'clock.
Yes, because it's the Thursday night game, which we were expecting, half six, half seven from kickoff. But no, 5:20
you know what, as well?
It's a Bobby Dazzler as well, that game, isn't it?
We're going
I can't wait.
We'll get back to that. You know, we're going, this is probably mentioned before, but we're going to a tailgate where they'll actually have tailgates.
Yes, as opposed to Wembley,
which is just a gathering of people paying high prices for beer, although not high prices as we're paying.
No, because I gather Levi's Stadium prices are expensive as well.
Yeah.
What happens at the tailgate then? Is it just a load of fans that just have barbecues in the car park?
Yeah, it's basically like going into the car park, opening the back of your car, setting up a stand, so it's more than a tailgate, putting loads of booze on it, and then giving it to anyone who turns up, as far as I can see. Yes.
See, I really love that, you know me.
Do you have to pay, or do they just give it out for no?
Well, some of you pay to go in. The vehicles that are there have had to pay to get in, but that's it. We can just wander around all the tailgates.
And people were giving us beer.
Yeah.
It sounds brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just putting in now. Are you getting like a bit of a cult following for just being British people there?
They do like you, because although we're getting a lot of people think we're Australian for some reason.
Well, yeah. You look like convicts.
Yeah, often happens when I'm in Sheffield, people say to me, you're Australia.
But it's great, generally they do. I mean, especially maybe not San Francisco so much, where you'd get more Brits about and stuff, but yeah. some of the other areas, they just love you. It's fantastic. Which I'm obviously not used to being loved, so it's even better.
No.
Yeah, because I've been to Atlanta once, and they were just mesmerised by my accent, so I think you're going to have fun there.
How did you break into the San Diego, any LA Chargers department go?
We were trying to get legitimate access, which we couldn't get, but by this point we were actually in the car park. So we decided to film a... We didn't actually get chased. That was a little bit of embellishment, but we did get looked at very strangely, even more strangely than normal.
As we were moving covers and stuff aside to get...
Yeah, because what you've got, where the training ground is, there's iron railings, but they've put, like, old tarpaulins over all these railings so nobody can see in.
And, like, stapled it down.
Yeah, but we managed to undo some of the staples and get a few photos. It's
unbelievable.
I didn't undo any staples. I've got to just add at that point.
I said I had envisions when you put the post that we breaking in there, and like Joey Bosa just being stood there to meet you, and the tour would have been over.
So I'm trying to think. Well, we've done all touristy stuff. You know, went to Alcatraz. Unfortunately, they wouldn't keep Charles because they said it's not a working prison anymore.
He did try to shut the doors on me though. They've obviously had that problem before, and just like I nailed them open.
I did take a picture of me in the cell and I tried to shut the door, but yeah, you can't do that apparently.
It's really funny that, but like the problem thinking we're thinking no one's ever done that before.
That's an original joke. Now move on, you
Stu. a bit disappointed though, Stu. We didn't visit Moby Dicks or Castro's.
To be honest, I can see Ian down Castro.
No, not Charles.
The kind of guy that would, but I'm not sure Charles is the kind of guy that goes down there.
They came highly recommended from Stuart, Ian, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I could see Ian with a feather boa.
We've been eating in places where the prices would make your eyes water. We've not quite learned that we should look at the menus a bit closer before we go into them.
Yeah, we have had a bit of a...
And we took these two guys who we met out for a meal.
Oh dear!
Hang on! Whoa! You're in San Francisco. You met two guys.
We're in LA.
This is the guys who put us up for a couple of days.
Look, I'm just trying to tell an innocent little story. He's already trying to twist it.
So the last night,
Charles, you have met Stuart, haven't you?
I have met Stuart. Unfortunately, I don't love him. He thinks I do, but I don't.
So yeah, they took us to this Cuban restaurant last night, and. Had the bill come at that point?
Well, you haven't looked at it because you can't see anything. Oh, yeah. Your glasses on.
I have got the bill in my hand, but I couldn't tell how much it was.
So I've seen the bill, and he's already piping up. I think we'll pay for this.
Shall we pay as a thank you? To which they were supposed to say, no, we wouldn't hear it. They didn't say that. They said, thank you very much. And Charles was going, I can't do it without swearing.
No, but we can't. No. What it was that we could still have got out of it because they were surprised that we were offering to pay. And so we could have still got out of it. But poor old short-sighted, blind as a bat Ian, hasn't realised just what the bill is. So he's being Mr. Generous, and I'm being the usual self. I'm not buying beer at $20 a pop in the San Francisco Stadium. But I can't communicate this to him, so I've ended up paying. Or rather, I've ended up paying.
So Charles ended up paying $250.
Wow.
I mean, that much. And then, on top of that, we didn't learn a lesson, where we were in San Francisco the next night, and we're starving hungry, and there's not much around where we're staying, but we're going to this crab place.
Which was nice.
But when you sat down, you kind of pass a point of no return, and you feel that this is probably twice as expensive as the place you're in the night before.
And the cheapest thing on the menu was $47.
Yeah, right? Even the waiter looked at us, and obviously looked at us, and even he was trying to talk us
he
down.
He talked us down. We ordered for side orders were $10, weren't they? Which was like the side orders would be
checking more than $10. Ian's got his glasses on again, remember, at this stage, so he's listening to me.
Jacket potato, $10.
It wasn't even $10. I think it's $20 for jacket potato. He said, you know, I think one of those could go between you.
Yeah.
Sure, what I'm thinking here, I think me and you need to go out with these two and get tea paid for us. Seem to go.
Yeah, too late,
man. What do you like? Yeah, I don't like Stuart, so the chance of us going out together anyway is pretty remote.
No, what we need to do is we need to take Ian with us and just make sure he doesn't take his glasses with him.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But also,
I like the way that he's admitted it and then he's made you pay, Charles.
Yeah, how did that work out? I can't remember that.
I'm not even going to go down there. I'm getting wound up too much. I'm going to take a few deep breaths and then I'll come back, okay?
This is Charles, that's out. We went to that LA game and I don't think you saw the picture where the cheapest beer was. I think you could get one for 16, a cheaper one.
Oh, for the same one for $16, I might have bought one, but 17 was just too much.
And water was $5.
Wow.
$7.
See what I mean? The problem I have with him paying for stuff, he's cheapening everything down, it's in his head. I can't trust him.
So, Charles refused to drink, being proper Yorkshire. To the point
to be
where
fair, I think water. I would have been with Charles.
Yeah,
I'm on Charles' side
of it. Because I don't like you.
3 hours in the scorching sun, I had to say to him, right, really need to have a bottle of water. So I bought you a bottle of water.
Yeah, he bought me a bottle of water, which is the next best thing to not paying.
Yeah.
But then he gets his own back because he makes me pay for all the expensive food we're eating.
Yeah, it's a good trade-off, a $5 bottle of water, and then he gets an entire huge meal.
I think we might have to go anytime.
Yeah, so just before you go, guys, what's the plan after tonight's game? What are your plans for the next couple of days?
We've got tonight's game, then we fly to New Orleans lunchtime. And that's tomorrow, that's basically the day he's going to be flying. It's about 7 hours, isn't it?
He's inflating everything. It's not 7 hours.
It's a 7 hour trip.
It's not a 7 hour trip. Well, I mean, it is probably 7 hours, actually, to be fair, because we have to change. Funnily enough, we have to change at Dallas.
Yeah.
But it does inflate things. It's probably about a 3 hour trip, and we've managed to inflate it to 7.
So, yeah, we'll fly to New Orleans tomorrow. Then got the game. We'll track a day. Oh, no, then we've got all Saturday around New Orleans. Then the game is about it's an early afternoon kickoff, I think. I don't know, it's about 2 o'clock. And the following morning, we fly to Dallas, where we've got the game against the Titans on Monday evening. And then we've got a few days in Dallas, then fly to Atlanta to spend a day. I'm going to spend hundreds of pounds in the Dallas club shop on Monday.
You've got no money left by the time you've paid for your tea by then.
No, I'm all right, Charles.
Not that Ian inflates everything, makes everything up. Do you want to hear what we're actually doing? Or do you just want to hear what Ian's decided we're doing? Because we're actually, tomorrow we're flying to New Orleans, then we've got a whole day in New Orleans.
I said that.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't. You said we've got a day and then we've got the match.
We've got a day, it's Saturday.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I guess it was him lying.
I think you two are spending far too much time together.
Oh, we've had one fallout already.
Yeah, we did have one fallout. First time we've ever had a proper fallout.
Was it over the Cuban receipt?
No, this is no. It was all right. I'm used to
it. It was about. Oh yes. It was about right. The plan was to take a leisurely drive
from
Los Angeles. You missed all this.
I'd have very much. I forgot about this.
A leisurely drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco, which is about 400 miles.
Yeah. That means it's in normal people's. It's probably about 250.
So Charles was driving. He decided, I think I put on the group, he decided he wanted to try and be.
So we did stop once.
Yeah, we stopped once.
Not
yeah.
much as that, we didn't stop.
Yeah, no, but then with the plan was to take our time the rest of the way. So Charles decides to try and beat the land speed record all the way there.
And we've got a very fast car.
Yeah, and this Pacific Highway, as you know, some bits have been very, very windy. We played chicken with lorries on the other side of the road. Blind bends, it doesn't matter. You know, they have these lines to stop you overtaking like they do in the UK.
I didn't do any of them.
Apparently, they don't matter. They don't apply to us. We can go over any lines we want. And then, if you need the toilet, you need to give Charles a 3-hour warning before he will actually stop. To the point where you're saying, right, I'm really going to wet myself. And he still doesn't have any effect. You still carry on. You still carry on going.
Wow.
And then he'd agreed to stop in Santa Cruz, where we're going to stay. Then we had the last 2 hours. So we pulled up in Santa Cruz, and he just says, well, it's rubbish here, let's go to San Francisco. So we had to get back on the road, and we had to do San Francisco in a day.
At rush hour.
Yeah. Which I wasn't very happy about.
I can imagine.
The Pacific Island was great. I mean, it was a bit of a blur, I'll be honest with you.
It sounds amazing. Well, obviously we'll catch up with you again after you've been to this game and when you're in New Orleans at weekend.
You do realise that you do realise if you kill each other, the other one won't be allowed back in to the country.
Yeah. Can't say a lot about that really. Yeah.
So
what about but if you can get back into the country before people realise you killed the other one.
That is true.
Problem is, I've got to be quiet now because I'm thinking, how could I kill him? So I mean, you're not getting a lot of comments from me now because I've switched off to another four.
Ian, all I'm saying to you is I'd be very careful. Charles probably knows way more ways of doing it than you could ever think of.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to poison his beer because he's too tight to buy it.
Well, I'm just... I can imagine it's not going to be cheap tonight.
No.
Well, it is for me.
But it will be for you, yeah.
Right, well, we'll speak to you too. Later on.
Yeah, we'll get back in touch later on it with you guys. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Will do. Love speaking.
Love you, Charles.
Love you too. That's just for like appearances.
See you later.
See you later, guys.
Right, just before we go.
Oh.
Network.